This is Jay Sekulow live in the offices of the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. The president makes a major speech on Iraq.
A precipitous withdrawal would embolden al-Qaeda. And they also understand that we can't let al-Qaeda gain safe haven inside of Iraq. My attitude is we ought to defeat them there so we don't have to face them here, and that we ought to defeat their ideology with a more hopeful form of government. Al-Qaeda wants to hurt us here. That's their objective.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you. You're going to want to get in this conversation early. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm coming to you from the offices of the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. The conversation centering on the president's speech on Iraq today. We want to know what you have to think. The president says, stay the course, that we're better off fighting them in the Middle East than fighting them in the United States. We had Attorney General Ashcroft on the broadcast yesterday talking about the nature of this ongoing struggle with the situation in Iraq, but also with terrorists generally. Jordan's in our offices in Washington, D.C., along with our Deputy Director of Office of Governmental Affairs, Nathan Bennett. Let me go to Jordan first. You got into Washington yesterday. What's the sense there? The president making a major speech and a press conference on the situation in Iraq. And folks, we want to hear from you. We want to know your honest thoughts on what do you think the president should do in the situation in Iraq right now. We want to know your view on this. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, what's your view inside of Washington?
A couple things going on here, Dad. First, you have two pieces of legislation, one in the House, one in the Senate, that are coming out, both calling basically for a troop withdrawal date by April 1st. One of those pieces of legislation could likely pass in the House of Representatives. The Senate, a little bit more questionable. The president said he would veto any legislation that called for a timeline on troop withdrawal. Both those pieces of legislation, again, call for that April 1st date. But bigger news, Dad, is that report that came out from the military command in Iraq that set forth 18 goals that were set forth months ago. Out of those goals, eight were satisfactorily met, eight were unsatisfactory, and two were kind of mixed in between satisfactory and unsatisfactory. So there was progress there. Those are political and security goals that report dealt with as well. But there have been comments within that report saying that the Iraqi leaders are afraid because of what they're seeing on, you know, cable news, that they get Fox News and CNN too, about members of the House and Senate and politicians in general saying that they want to pull out of Iraq. And they're worried what would happen if the United States did that and who would take over in Iraq.
The president has made a very specific statement regarding Iraq and the situation in Iraq and how to handle it. Now, I want you to listen to this is the second soundbite that we have pulled. This press conference just took place literally moments ago. I'm going to play number two and then follow it with number three. Take a listen.
A precipitous withdrawal would embolden al-Qaeda. And they also understand that we can't let al-Qaeda gain safe haven inside of Iraq. The real debate over Iraq is between those who think the fight is lost or not worth the cost, and those who believe the fight can be won, and that is as difficult as the fight is, the cost of defeat would be far higher.
Now, right now, there is in the House of Representatives a bill that's been debated. Than Bennett's been following this on the mandating a troop withdrawal. What is the status of that, Than? You've been following that today. Where are we right now on that bill?
Yeah, Jay, that vote's going to take place later today in the House, and it's really going to be our first indication of where members in the House stand on kind of trying to take some control over the direction of the war from the president. I think it's got a real good chance to pass. Democrat leadership has said that all of their members are going to stay together. I think you may see some Republican defections kind of along the lines that you've seen in the Senate on recent similar votes. But it's going to be the first real indication from the House on how firmly they're going to stand either behind the president or behind their leadership.
1-800-684-3110 is the number. I want to have your opinion on the situation in Iraq. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you my assessment after being in the Middle East, including Israel, Jordan, and Egypt, as well as in Europe, here at the Strasbourg, France, which is the center of Europe. I'm going to give you my assessment of the situation in Iraq and the importance of the issue of maintaining not only the ability to defend our freedoms, but also to make sure we disable al-Qaeda. We're going to talk more about that. We're taking your phone calls, as I said, at 800-684-3110. Now, as we're discussing the situation in Iraq, I want you to go to your phones because we're also urging the president to issue an executive order to defend the chaplain's ability. These are the military chaplains on the front line. Their ability to conduct their prayer services in accordance with the dictates of their conscience. That is under attack right now. 877-989-2255 is the number to stand with these chaplains. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Hi, this is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. If you're looking for a well-rounded, Christian-based education, Regent University is now offering an undergrad program and is attracting top professors from all fields, including former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft.
I love students, and that's why I spend way more time outside of class working with and dealing with students than I do inside class.
Attorney General John Ashcroft serves as a distinguished professor of law and government at Regent University, impacting our students on a variety of important issues.
I think the distinctive of Regent is that it seeks to expose people to the whole truth, well-rounded truth, that includes spiritual truth as well as the intellectual and academic pursuits.
You can take charge of your future. Enroll today at Regent Undergrad. Simply call 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Or simply go online at regentundergrad.com. That's regentundergrad.com.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Al-Qaeda wants to hurt us here. That's their objective.
To live a free life, to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. The president making a strong stand on the war in Iraq. And let me tell you something. As someone that's just returned from the region, we were in Israel, Egypt, Jordan over just the last couple of weeks. We've been in our offices here at the center of what's considered the center of Europe at Strasbourg, France, which is where the European Court of Human Rights exists, where the European Council and the European Parliament all meet. We met yesterday here in our offices with members of the European Parliament, including the chairman of the Committee on Israel. And the gentleman that is in charge of this, Miroslav Milkosek, is also from Slovakia. And as you know, we do a lot of work in that region of the world. And the issue of Israel and security is directly related to the war with Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda's goal, as is the goal of the terrorists, is to push Israel into the sea. They call Israel the little Satan. They call the United States the big Satan. So it's naive to think that if we just somehow pull out of Iraq, you know, precipitously, that all of this is going to go away. You don't wave a wand here and all of a sudden have peace in the region or think that this fight's not going to continue. It will continue. It will continue aggressively, and we've got to fight aggressively. And I think that was the message that the president was sending loud and clear. Now, talking about it, before we go to the phones, let me encourage you to do something. We just got the last 2 days here. While the president's talking about the ongoing struggle with Iraq, we want to push forward on this issue for the military chaplains to make sure their right to pray is protected. The idea that a Jewish chaplain cannot pray in Hebrew, or that a Protestant chaplain couldn't end a prayer in Jesus' name, is that seems absurd to all of us. But that's exactly the nature of the political correctness that's going on right now. So here's what we want you to do. We need you to stand with our men and women who are serving on the front lines in this battle. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Let's go right to the phones. Terry's calling from New York on line two. Terry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi,
Terry.
Hello. Yes. What I want to say is that we cannot pull out of Iraq precipitously or withdraw completely, because if we do, we'll have another Somalia on our hands, and they're actually 10 times more dangerous than the Somalians, since we have a religious factor behind it.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because here in Europe, political correctness says you cannot say you're in a war with Islam, so they call it religious fanaticism. That's the code word for a war with Islam, and it's a radical element of Islam that is engaged. And listen, this is what we're engaged in. I think it is absolutely naive to think that we could just pull out or that this is going to go away anytime soon. I think this is a battle that goes on for generations. I wish it wasn't the case. I really believe that after being here in the region for a month, and I believe me, if I could tell you otherwise, I would. But after being here for a month, both in the Middle East and in Europe, I will tell you that the nature of this struggle is huge. Now, fortunately, our European Center for Law and Justice, our Slavic Center for Law and Justice in Moscow, our American Center for Law and Justice based in Washington, D.C., we're working on a host of these issues, including national security issues. So we're working on this. But this is going to be a long-term engagement with these terrorists, whether we like it or not. And I think that was the message that former Attorney General John Ashcroft said on the broadcast yesterday. He's part of our faculty here, so our students at Regent are getting an incredible experience. Let me ask Than Bennett this. Than is our Deputy Director of our Office of Governmental Affairs in Washington. Than, what exactly is this proposal being debated in the House of Representatives even today?
Well, Jay, there's several proposals out there. The one today is the timetable for withdrawal. It would mandate the troops would begin leaving Iraq in 120 days and that they would all be gone by April 1st of 2008. Now, however, as you know, this is a very robust debate, and the issues of timetable for withdrawals and those things are dominating the debate. But we need to be really careful here, Jay, because there are other things that are being packaged with these proposals. New rules for our soldiers, new rules for how we can detain enemy combatants, whether or not we have to release classified information to these detainees, of all things. So we have to make sure that regardless of when our troops leave, that while they're over there, we are protecting them and that we are not releasing information that would ultimately harm them or harm American citizens.
Let's go right back to the phones. Greg is calling from Florida on line 4. Greg, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Greg. I'm originally a New Yorker here, and I just watched the president's news conference. And I just want to say I can't stand even the reporters that try to undermine him by questioning him. This whole war to me is like the second coming of Hitler, and Osama bin Laden is just another person, and he has more people and more followers. And what if we had never, if we had never attempted to stop Hitler, what would the world be today? And just kind of going forward, the whole ideal of going to Iraq, beyond what anybody says, is you're going into a guy who is one of the lead, whether he's not Osama bin Laden, but he sponsors these people, he fosters them in camps or wherever he can, whatever he can do. And if you don't stop that and nip it in the bud, then, I mean, the whole idea of the way he ran his country is people live in fear, and that's what al-Qaeda wants. They want Americans to live in fear. They want every person to live in fear so that you'll listen to everything they say. And to judge the president, yes, he's made some missteps, I agree. And, yes, I hate seeing American people lose their lives, but I really believe that you can't judge him for years to come to see, because this is the center point of the Middle East, and if you can, establish...
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and here's the irony of this, the fact that, and what Than Bennett just said, that Congress is debating right now not only a pull-up, but whether we should... think about this for a minute, folks. Whether we should disclose national security information to people we suspect of being terrorists. I mean, it's as if they're in another planet. I mean, the nature of this conflict, and trust me, in Europe, you're not going to see this in the press in Europe, but I will tell you, talking to leaders here at the European Parliament, with the European courts, talking with the people that are governing, they're all very concerned, very, very concerned on the issue of radical Islam. This is the number one issue that Europe is facing. Remember, it was just 10 days ago in London that they had those attempts again at the bombings with the cars. So this is fresh, this is new. But it's been a struggle here for a long time. They understand that it's a war, basically. It's a religious war. No one likes saying that. It's so politically incorrect. But that's exactly the position that's going on. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. We encourage you to keep calling us. 800-684-3110 is the number. Back to the phones we go.
Lorraine's calling from Washington on line 5. Lorraine, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Hi, Lorraine. Thank you. Hi, Jay, and I'm really glad you had a safe trip and got back from Israel.
Thanks.
I just wanted to comment on the Iraq situation that I completely agree that we cannot withdraw from Iraq. We have to fight that war over there. It's such a difficult situation, though, because they have such a different mindset, it seems, and it's discouraging on the one hand to see that they don't seem to be able to rise above many of their differences and come together as a democracy. But it's also very upsetting to me to hear that the new prime minister in England, is it Gordon Brown, doesn't even want to use the word Muslim when he talks about those attacks that are coming in England. And to think that we might lose a strong ally there is frightening to me.
They are so intimidated by their own population. You got to understand something. They've had, and this goes to the immigration debate, they have this open immigration in in Europe to the point they didn't even know who was coming in. Now, listen, I'm the grandson of an immigrant, so I'm all in favor of immigration, but it has to be legal. You have to go through the process. That's what my grandparents had to do. That's what many of your parents and grandparents had to do. But what happened in Europe is they opened the doors completely, and what happened when they opened the doors completely is they built within their own system a class bent on destruction of their own institutions. And that's what's going on right now. Now, whether we like it or not, the fact is, and I again, everyone's cautious in saying this because it is so politically incorrect, but this is a war with a religion. I mean, we don't want it to be that way, but that's what it is. I mean, these aren't Scottish Presbyterians that are doing this. This is this radical jihadism, the Wahhabis primarily, that have instigated this, and Al-Qaeda is trying to regroup, and we're naive to think if they're not going to continue that effort. Let's go right back to the phones.
Scott's calling from North Carolina on line two. Scott, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, fellas. Thank you for what you do.
Sure.
I believe that if more people knew exactly what the president knows as far as the thwarted terrorist attacks and things in this nation, we wouldn't be able to sleep at night. And I also believe that we're in Iraq and Afghanistan because Iran is in right in the middle, which is actually the great Satan, if you want to call one.
Not only are they in the middle of it, I mean, Iran is funding most of the resistance and the Al-Qaeda activities and the terrorist activities. And they're bent on the destruction of Israel. You put Iraq and Iran together and you have a very, very dangerous combination. Now, the one thing I want to get clear, and I've been in Europe now and in the Middle East for the last 4 weeks on the way back to the United States. The trip to Israel, by the way, we had was unbelievable. We met with leading government officials. The group we had with us had a great time. We're going to do that again next year. We'll give you more information about that towards the end of the year. But Jordan, as we get ready to take a break here, give me your assessment now that you've been back in Washington for a few days of the situation there on the war in Iraq, how the view is, and then we're going to let people know how they can stand with these chaplains.
You know, it's become a very political issue here. You've got two pieces of legislation, like Dan said, one that could pass in the House today that would call for an immediate April 1st pullout of troops, would set a timeline. This is something the president said he would veto. Don't know exactly how that would end up in the Senate, but there's a similar piece of legislation there. Republicans and Democrats, some coming out in support of that. Some new Republicans have started moving that way as well. So it's become a very political issue here. And, of course, with this report coming out with 18 goals, 8 satisfactory, 8 unsatisfactory, 2 kind of wishy-washy, Dad. It's become a very political issue. It's going to be a major player in the next election. But also it's important because of the men and women who are serving our country to make it not just a political issue.
You're absolutely correct. And, folks, that's why, especially now, we need to be standing with our chaplains. Only 2 more days to encourage this executive order. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today. Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at aclj.org.
We're at the beginning stages of a great ideological conflict between those who yearn for peace and those who want their children to grow up in a normal, decent society, and radicals and extremists who want to impose their dark vision on people throughout the world.
Freedom, I will fight for the right. 1-800-684-3110. I'm coming to you live from the offices of the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. So our training program with Regent University is going on as another 2 weeks. While we have a lot of our experts here, Attorney General John Ashcroft was with us yesterday. He's been with our students for 2 weeks. He and I are both heading back to the United States for work there. But we've gotten a different and interesting perspective on this whole issue while we've been in both the Middle East and in Strasbourg. So a lot of great information there. 1-800-684-3110 is our number if you want to talk to us on air. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, who is next?
Carrie's calling from Washington on line one. Carrie, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Jay. I want to thank you so much for all of your efforts for truth and justice. And regarding the amazing victory by the ECLJ over the teaching of creationism
yes.
in Europe, do you believe there's any chance for a similar victory here in the United States, or will the separation of church and state forever be abused to make that impossible?
You know, with all this attempt by the courts to take European law and apply it in the United States, it'll be very interesting to see. And this was a resolution, for those that don't know, we sent out a big email on this over the last few days. We had a major victory here in Strasbourg. At the European Council, they were considering a law, this is the Council of Europe, they were considering a law that would have made it illegal to teach creationism alongside of evolution. They called it the Dangers of Creationism in Education, and a vote was actually scheduled for this at the end of June at the entire Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. Our ECLJ legal team went to work on this, produced a 14-page paper, which, by the way, is posted both at the ACLJ's website at aclj.org and the ECLJ's website at eclj.org, attacking this. It was widely distributed. We worked with a number of members of the European Parliament and the Council of Europe. And the good news is, even though they called it the report on the, quote, dangers of the dangers of creationism, even went so far as to say it was a threat to human rights, just teaching intelligent design alongside of these other theories. We won. The resolutions, which were 19 resolutions, were soundly defeated. And listen, I think if we're going to take this victory in Europe and we're going to say, look, even in Europe, which has got this very strict view of church-state relations in most of these countries, they acknowledge that outlawing or prohibiting the teaching of creationism is a mistake. It was defeated in the Parliament. The courts really haven't had to deal with it here yet at the European Court of Human Rights. But we're going to continue to work on those cases domestically as well. So we're going to do our best to get that applied. Let's go right back to our phones. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let me also encourage you, go to aclj.org. Updated information online as well.
Kevin's calling from Ohio on line two. Kevin, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Kevin.
Thank you. How you doing, Jay? It's a pleasure.
We're doing great.
To speak with you, sir.
You too.
I wanted to bring up, I don't know how in particular I can go, a service member that I knew in the Army named Corey Enlich. He was stationed over there doing patrols. One of his letters here, I'm looking right at it, said that they were doing patrols outside of a town called 17 July. Also says that they're not of the region and religions within the region, and his belief from the standpoint of the presence of Al-Qaeda within that area was that if the United States Army was not there, these people would be dead.
Well, let me tell you this. The fact of the matter is that Al-Qaeda is bent on destruction. And if we, I think what the president said, and I want to play that sound clip again, what the president said, if we're not fighting them in the Middle East, unfortunately, we'd be fighting them in the United States. So you've got to choose the theater of operation. We don't want it on our shores if we can avoid it. We've had that once in September 11th. We don't want to see that repeated. So that means engaging the enemy in foreign fields, better than engaging them in the United States. And it doesn't mean you don't take defensive matters in the United States, but you got to realize that you are fighting a group that is bent on the destruction of freedom, period. They don't care if it's Christian.
Christian. They don't care if it's Jewish. They don't care if it's secular. They are opposed to freedom. They want to impose their view of Sharia law on the rest of us, whether we like it or not, whether it's voted or not. They want to impose it. And that's what you're fighting. And what the president said, and I want to play this clip again, we either fight them there or we're going to be fighting them here.
Al-Qaeda wants to hurt us here. That's their objective. My attitude is we ought to defeat them there so we don't have to face them here, and that we ought to defeat their ideology with a more hopeful form of government.
This is an ideological battle. Now, I want to go back to Than Bennett, who is our Deputy Director of our Office of Government Affairs. You said something a few minutes ago, Than, that is still shocking to me, that there are resolutions being considered by Congress right now that would open up evidentiary aspects to proposed terrorists or perceived terrorists that are being incarcerated. What proposals are these in, and how far are these going?
Well, that's right, Jay. And it is very important that this doesn't get lost in the shuffle of this overall debate of when we're going to pull our troops out. Wrapped into the same legislation that's being considered, the Defense Authorization Bill, is a section, Section 1023, and it opens up a whole new realm of rights that would be given to these unlawful enemy combatants. Now, keep in mind, this isn't just a regular prisoner of war. This is a combatant that has been proven to break the rules of engagement and has harmed American troops. And Section 1023 would give them more access to U.S. courts, would give them access to U.S. attorneys. It would compel American soldiers to come out of the field and away from their mission to testify against these combatants. And probably most troubling, it mandates that classified information relative to that detainee be released to that detainee's counsel, and a summary of that classified information be given to the detainee himself. So the United States is left in a position where they have two choices: release classified information that could come back to harm American troops, or release the detainee, who in turn is going to go right back into the field and again attack American troops.
Let's go right to the phones. David's calling from Virginia on line 3. David, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Hi, David.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Great.
My comment is, I agree with all the previous callers, especially about the war in Iraq. We have to stay the course. The media, I think, is feeding a lot of negativity into this thing. What I see is we're going to be viewed as weak, and I think it's causing American people's morale to go down, and if we are viewed as weak by the enemy, it just emboldens them even more.
Well, there's no doubt that the country is suffering from what's called war fatigue, and it's understandable. Look, we live in a town, Jordan and I live in a town in Norfolk, Virginia, which is one of the largest military bases in the world. And listen, there are people from our area that are being killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's horrible to see it. These men and women are sacrificing their lives. And the fact that what Than Bennett just said, that we're debating whether to give, you know, purported terrorists access to classified information and these timelines for withdrawal, that is discouraging. And it is war fatigue, and I understand that. But we are going to either, as someone that's been to the region, and I've been to this region, you either fight them there or you are going to be fighting them in the United States even more aggressively than we have to. Jordan, you were in Norfolk. When you got back, what was the sense there in that community? I know that 3 Navy SEALs were just died in Iraq, literally from your neighborhood, just days before. What's the sense there, though?
Well, you've got some coming back. There's an aircraft carrier. I got to Washington last night and yesterday when I was walking out to my car. We were walking by the beach and saw an aircraft carrier out that was coming back in. Of course, the jets have been flying, keep to running their practice drills. And I think people are still supportive of the president. They are looking for a solution that will work, and if that's more troops or and a faster paced military action, they support it. They just want to know what the next step is, and they want the support of the American people. I think that's something the military and the officials in Iraq, the Iraqi officials, are worried about, is that when the American government or the American people start wavering in their support, the pullout option becomes something very real, and you'll see it in the votes today in Washington, D.C., and if that happens, you've got a major problem in Iraq for our troops, as well as the new leadership in the Iraqi government.
Well, we're going to keep monitoring this, and that's why our offices in Strasbourg, France, in Moscow, Russia, in Washington, D.C. are able to monitor and engage on these critical issues for you. We're glad to be doing it. We've just got 2 days left here in our campaign to protect these military chaplains. I want to encourage you, as we've got just a few seconds left here, you go to your phones right now. We want to stand with these military chaplains, protect their right to pray, as we've been talking about this whole situation in the Middle East. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.